Hello, my name is Brennan Haynes. I'm 15 and I go to Kimberly High School. For my credo, I will be performing a piece that I composed called Nothing is Immovable, Nothing is Permanent. You see, I believe that whether or not there is a deity up there watching over us or not is immaterial. I think that what matters is all of us have the power to make our lives whatever we want them to be. This is reflected in my piece as there are a few dark melodies that are then transformed into happier ones.
Ben Thiel, and I'm a junior at Menasha High School. When I started writing this, I was thinking around an essential question, which is, what do I believe or believe in? To answer this question, my mind jumped, as many would, to religious beliefs. Do I believe in a God? Do I believe in higher power? What happens after death? As I struggled with these questions, I began to come to a definitive answer. That answer was, I don't know. Those who know me know I'm not the most emotional person. I try at every possible struggle or puzzle that crosses me to find a complete and logical solution. But with these questions of life and death and creation, my mind can find no suitable answer. These problems are just too complex and paradoxical for me or anyone to comprehend, let alone answer. I also realize that by an extension of my not knowing how I believe religiously, I also started to realize I don't really care either. Everything is out of my hands anyway, so I should just live the best life I can and leave the rest up to whatever is out there. With this knowledge in mind, I decided to not focus on what I believe per se, but instead to look inside and find what I do care about. Through this reframing of the question, I was able to find much more insight into who I truly am. number one thing I care about is enjoying whatever moment I am in as much as possible. Whether it's competing in an athletic event, messing around with friends, or even something as simple as watching TV alone, there is no better feeling than being completely wrapped up in what you are doing, paying no mind to what lies ahead or your regrets and fears. When stress creeps into my life, which nowadays is quite often, the cure is not to worry and try to read into every possible outcome, but instead I just need to find something to carry me off to another place where that stress does not exist. When we live in whatever moment we are in, we are living life to its fullest, which is why I believe in this principle and try to focus on achieving it whenever possible. Another strong care of mine is for spending time with others. With all the terrible events occurring in the world and our country, it is sometimes easy to forget that the average person is still an amazing and caring individual. When we are engaged in meaningful conversation with others, we bring out the best in each other and can experience incredibly important and enjoyable moments. Without society, any individual will be lost and meaningless. Our interactions make us who we are and bring direction to our lives. These concepts are just a couple of the probably hundreds of things that I care about and that have made me who I am today, and I thank you for taking the time to listen to them.
My name is Nolan Arnold, and I'm a junior at Appleton North. On sitting and writing this, I reflected on many thoughts I've had in my lifetime, during the coming-of-age program and before. What do you believe is one of the hardest possible questions to answer, and I don't expect myself to do it justice. It's difficult to focus on what I do believe, as I hold opposition to many common societal norms and religious beliefs, so when discussing beliefs, those are easy to fixate on. I suppose the easiest way to do it is to figure out my ideal world and work backwards and determine what may lead to it. Before I die, I would like to see a world in which every man, woman, and child has a roof over their head, a place to sleep at night, food on the table, and accessible education and healthcare. And where none of these things, or how anybody is treated, or anything else, are determined by race, gender, place of birth, or any other thing that is beyond one's control. As our country and world are disappointingly far from this reality, the next logical question would be, what is holding us back? You may think that it's our president, our government as a whole, and its flaws, or just simply that people do not care enough. But going back even further, all of these aforementioned ideals are basic life necessities, and are usually necessary to have a fair shot to lead a prosperous and happy life. The simplest summary that comes to mind preventing us from this society are A, a disconnect from reality that many people have, and B, just a lack of empathy coupled with, to some extent, a common mentality that people have of just not doing anything. What do we do to break this disconnect and facilitate this prosperous and happy society? There is no easy answer to that, and I'm not writing this because I know the best option or exactly what to do. What I do know is that there is also more of a link than some people realize between empathy and happiness. All of these ideals and basic human rights being met would lead, in all likelihood, to as close as a happy society as we're going to get. And if you ask somebody why they help somebody else, they'll say they just wanted to help, but going further, if you ask someone who has committed their life to helping others, they'll say that it makes them happy to help make others happy. But if you just simply ask somebody what empathy is, they may not see this connection, but it's there. As simply put as possible, the only reasonable goal of life is happiness. But some that don't see this connection may think that everybody chasing their own happiness would lead to a self-centered society. And if these people don't know what would truly bring them happiness, this may be true. But if we were pursuing a truly happy society, and people realize that helping others is what will bring them happiness, and if we flipped the common mentality of not doing anything to doing something, it might be the opposite. What do I believe is out there? I don't know. And if anybody is too sure of themselves when answering that question, I question them. But I do know that I believe in an empathetic approach to life and its challenges in order to achieve a world with as much happiness as possible. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Irissa Bauer. I am a junior, and I go to Appleton West and Renaissance School for the Arts. Have you ever visited a place and felt like you needed to do something? Like, if you visit someone's house and you feel like you need to knock on the door, even if they've already opened it and you can't explain why, I have. Funnily enough, it usually happens in nature, which is one of the few places I truly feel happy and at peace, other than when I'm spending time with my girlfriend. I couldn't explain the feeling if I tried. Sometimes things just happen and we'll never have a reason or explanation for them. It'll just be, so to speak. The last time something so inexplicably unexplainable happened for me was at the Coming of Age Vision Quest. Due to the fact that my family, my dad, my stepmom, and I were in the middle of moving, I wasn't able to make the officially scheduled one at Highcliff, so instead I went to the one they set up as a makeup time the following week. It was a bit chilly, but it was a gorgeous day. There were 5 of us in total, 3 youth and 2 adults. I couldn't tell you where the other youth went, but I decided on a dock by the water. I sat for a while, just taking in everything around me. On the drive to Mosquito Hill, I'd considered possibly sleeping for a while, but by the time I reached the dock, I was far too awake. After I sat for a while, I suddenly got the urge to dip my hands and feet in the water. I still don't know why I felt the need to, but my shoes were already off, so I figured there was no harm in it. First, I dipped my hands, then my feet. For my feet, I had to turn away to find a place where I could reach, and for a while, I just sat there, relishing in the nature around me. By some coincidence, the sun shone through the clouds at the exact moment that I turned around, illuminating everything. For a brief, breathtaking moment, I thought that I had stepped into a living, breathing oil painting. The gently rippling water, the birds and animals chirping and flying around, the trees bending every which way, the buds of new life flowering at the tips of the branches, gently melding together in the water below. It may be random to be talking about this in a credo speech, but it has its place, I promise. Looking at all this and hearing all these things brought back the feeling of unknowingness that terrifies so many people. For me, however, it brings a sense of relief. I know that our credos are supposed to be about who we are and what we believe, but no matter how hard I thought about it, my only answer to myself was, I don't know. So that's what I decided to write about, the fact that I don't know. I suppose you could count that as a belief too, if you want. If you told me in September that this year would have turned out the way that it did, I would have laughed and told you to mind your own business. Now, though, after everything is said and done, I realize how little I actually know. Oftentimes, it's so easy to assume we know more than we do, and when we find out we know less than we thought, it's even easier to blame it on something else rather than admit we thought we knew more, or that we didn't know it. You know what, though? That's okay. It's okay not to know something or not to understand another. That's part of what makes life so beautiful, the fact that we won't know everything and it'll still be okay. At one point during the vision quest, a little piece of paper flew off of my notebook and into the wind. I don't know where it went or how it managed to stay in the air for so long, but after it left, but all I could do was smile to myself as I caught myself pondering the unknown again. If you get anything out of this, I hope it's that the unknown is okay. Even if the future doesn't turn out how you wanted it to or how you thought it might, still be grateful for the fact that you don't actually know everything. I know I am. Life would be rather boring if we knew everything, wouldn't it? I believe that one of the first steps to becoming good at life, so to speak, is to accept the unknown. Sometimes all you have to do is step outside and see the wildlife around you and realize that even though there are thousands of books dedicated to science and nature, we will never actually understand what it's like for them, what they'll go through, the lives they'll live, whether they be long or short. I believe in the unknown things in the world, the things that make it tick. Because you know what? I don't know, and I'm okay with that. Thank you.